Well, I don't want to waste any time at all. The great Ken McElroy is here on the show today to talk about multifamily housing, single family housing, the state of the current market given this crazy pandemic that we're all in. When you need real estate advice and you want expert analysis, there's only one man to turn to, and that is Ken McElroy, the author of the ABCs of Real Estate Investing, of course, Rich Dad Advisor. He's the man Robert Kiyosaki goes to for real estate advice, and he's become a good friend to me and my family over the years, and just had to dial him up and say, Ken, we're under quarantine right now. Let's get you on the show, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, great, Clayton. How are you? Good to see you and good to talk to you. I'm glad everyone's safe.
Yeah, everyone's safe and hunkered down, just working hard and, you know, just trying to stay sane right now. But, you know, our audience, we get a lot of questions. You know, is now a good time to invest in real estate? Is what is going to happen this year? No one has a crystal ball, but I thought, you know, let's talk about you. Let's get you on the horn here with all the projects that you've got your hand in, large multifamily projects, other projects that aren't related to multifamily. What are you guys working on right now? How has this affected you?
Well, it's affected us a lot. You know, well, first of all, thankfully, you know, our leadership team is plugged in nationally. So the president of our company, she is on the National Apartment Association board. She's involved in the National Multi-Housing Council. And she actually happened to be in Washington, D.C., literally in March when this whole thing got shut down. And so, you know, we're really connected nationally. So a lot of the things I'm going to talk about are not just our, we have about 8,000 tenants, but really nationally. And so, you know, when you're plugged into the National Multi-Housing Council, for example, we get a sampling of, you know, 13 to 14 million units. And so, you know, from our standpoint, the very first thing that we were concerned about, obviously, was whether or not as a landlord or owner, we were going to be able to make the April mortgage payments. I mean, honestly, that was our first big thing because, you know, we all went in lockdown. A lot of states are doing little things differently, but we had some states that were shelter in place. We had some that weren't, you know, on where our assets are. The first thing that we did is we did a financial stress test company on our and on every single asset. So we took a look at, you know, where we expenses plus the debt, and then what was our minimum break evens, you know, from a revenue standpoint, and then got super clear on that. And then literally it was just we hope that our tenants are going to work with us the first part of April. And luckily, you know, we're now, I guess, you know, call it the third week of April. We've actually fared pretty well. We've collected, our company has collected in the high 80s percentage wise for rent. Now we had some properties that are in the 60s, and we have some properties that are in the 90s, and it just depends on demographic, age, and all those kinds of things of the people that live there and where they're working. But it's been quite a deal. We immediately cut all capital expenses. We immediately cut all the operating expenses in the hood, and we immediately engaging all of our lenders on all of our assets. So it's been all hands on deck type of a scenario, just to make sure that we're protecting our investment and our investors.
So 80% with an 80% revenue coming in from the tenants, that's a pretty good collection right now. You know, I just heard from another multifamily investor who got a big project in Atlanta. He saw about a 20% decline in collections. In some of the other markets that he had about a 2% or 4% decline, which was about a 2% more than normal. So 20%, how do you then cover that with the mortgage payments? How are you set up to deal with a 20% decline?
It's a great question. So, you know, I don't know if this is good or bad, but we kind of went through this in 2008. And in 2008, it was different. Obviously, it wasn't a virus and, you know, people weren't dying, which is horrible. But nonetheless, a lot of the behavior is the same. You know, when when the financial crisis hit, people lost their jobs, they lost their houses, and they had to double up, and there were all kinds of things going on. In 2008, we rolled out a program for our residents that basically said, you know, if you come work with us, you know, we'll work with you. You know, so we obviously are waiving late fees or any fees associated with it. And as long as you come and work with us, you know, we have a what's called a promise to pay program. We call it the PTP, which allows landlords and tenants to work together on a, you know, kind of a, on a discounted basis on the rent. And, you know, I have that form on my website on kenmacroy.com if people are interested in it. We just put it up there for anybody now. But and so the irony is that we're at 3% occupied, our whole portfolio on, you know, just under 10,000 units. And, you know, what we're collecting in the 80s. And the nice thing is also, Clayton, is we intentionally were set up all of our properties so that we were not very highly leveraged. So, you know, we had our evens when you add debt plus operating expenses, in some cases are in the 60s and the 70s. So we didn't really have anything. And that's from experience of being around a little bit. Just knowing that at any time your occupancy could take a hit for a number of reasons. You know, over the years we've had military deployments, you know, which have hurt areas around military bases. And we've had all kinds of things that can happen, actually road closures. You know, there's just a number of things that can happen that can affect occupancy. So just as a general rule, we've been super conservative around that issue. And, you know, we're going to be fine. And I have lots of cash reserves too, you know, because, you know, I just know I'm like something I didn't think of is going to happen. And so we're going to be fine. Probably we're a little concerned about May rent, you know, because the government really hasn't put any, they've told everybody they can't work, but they haven't put any money back in our residents' hands. And that's been concerning because, you know, and we don't want to boot anybody out and nobody wants to be booed out. You know, we just, right. We want to take care of people. And but it's really been bad.
What do you think the government can do in this situation? You know, to try to help out landlords, try to help out the tenants that are in these properties. What do you think? We keep hearing the fourth stimulus is on the way, next round of stimulus funding. What do you think the government could do to help out right now?
Well, I think it was, you know, I heard the stimulus checks were coming out this week, and we actually had some of our employees get them. And so I think that's going to help a lot. And I know employment benefits are going to help a lot. And, you know, just getting money in people's hands, I think, is the number one thing at this point. And if that happens, I think we screen our residents as you do. And, you know, they're going to pay. Some will not, of course. But most people want to stay in their home. They just don't have the money. So if they get the money, then they can pay their rent. There's a lot of stress and anxiety, I think, will go away for them. We're certainly working with them. We don't want to displace them. And our only issue, honestly, is making sure that we can make our mortgage payment and cover our operating expenses. So if we can do those things, we're happy. And as a company, we've done a heck of a job getting ready for something like this. We didn't anticipate it, but we're in good shape.
Well, you've been through it. You've certainly got the war wounds to have that awareness. And there's a lot of people. In 2008, 2009, people were incredibly over leveraged. Do you think that we're going to see that? I had a question last night on our live stream with someone. Do you think we're going to see another flood of foreclosures like we saw in 2008, 2009? My initial thought was no, because how much more difficult it is now today to get these loans. And a lot of people bought properties with cash over the past, since the last recession. So what do you think? What's your take on another foreclosure crisis?
I do. Yeah, I do. Well, it's going to happen in different sectors. So, You know, it's interesting. I have a friend of mine who's actually doing homes down in the Permian Basin, down, you know, in Texas. And he's on fire. You know, he's got a home builder building with him. But then there's other areas that are just completely dead. Even though oil's down, they seem to be doing okay down there. But what I think what's going to happen, the one that's going to probably surprise everybody, is on the retail side. I have a lot of friends in retail, and they own centers, they own shopping centers, and as you know, in this business, you kind of bump into everybody that's doing all kinds of different things. And I've got office storage, but I don't own any retail, but I have a lot of friends in the business. And I was talking multiple friends, and the numbers are bad. You know, they're collecting 20-30% in those centers. And, some of these centers, and I said, so who are the tenants? He goes, everyday people. You know, they're restaurants, they're bars, they're dentists, they're wedding shops, they're, whoever, tailors, and so he goes, they don't have anybody coming in. And so I think you're going to see a massive change in retail, in this year. I think retail was already hanging on by a thread,
right?
Because of Amazon and all the direct to consumer stuff, Walmart, you can order, even Home Depot, you can order directos. So that was already under stress. And this could be the end of, that small little business center, unfortunately. It's going to create a lot of vacancy and a lot of foreclosure.
On
the multifamily side.
Yep. I was going to say, that's an area I hadn't really considered. I'm just so knee deep in the single family, the residential side. But
yeah.
You're right about that. And I think, too, what's going to happen in that side is that we've already seen just an incredible demand for that single use, that warehouse space. For that direct-to-consumer distribution centers. So do you think a lot of these like little strip malls are going to just be turned into single-use warehouses for distribution centers?
Yeah, actually, the interesting thing is the malls were already not doing well, as you know, around the country. And so, we've got a few here in Arizona, and they're already being repurposed. They're being repurposed into big box. They're being repurposed into residential, single family, and in a higher density apartments. And so that was already kind of happening. I think you're going to see a lot more of that, because the interesting thing is the numbers are still the same as they were before this, crisis, that there's more demand than there is supply, right? We all know that. But I don't know. When you've got, 16, 18, 20 million, pick a number for unemployment, I don't know what's going to happen with those folks. They're going to want to live there, but, they're not going to, a lot of them aren't going to be up right away, because a lot of these, call it service industry folks, they're not going to make it. I don't know if you saw companies like JCPenney missed their interest payment yet. JCPenney.
Wow. No, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And so you've got these big companies that, are recognizable, and then a lot of small ones that are folks like us that are, trying to make a living through small business. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to know if they can help them somehow through, a low interest loan, maybe start again. But I think the behavior going to roll out really, really, really slow again. And, but real estate is pretty dumb generally. And, it follows jobs, and, it's usually super strong. If there's an area that's strong with jobs, then, there'll always be a demand in that area.
Yeah, and we have an incredible demand right now for affordable housing in this country. So that demand for housing is not going away. Right now, we're continuing to build. And so we've been deemed essential builders, in these different areas where we are. What about projects you've been working on or halfway through construction? Are you knee deep in any projects that you've had to halt right now? Or are you still able to get permits and do what you need to do?
Well, interesting. We are. Anything that's funded from a construction standpoint is already rolling. The interesting thing is Clayton, we were working on two big refinances in February, and we actually rate locked by mid-March on two of them, one at 2.75, 10 years interest only, another one at 2.8, 10 years interest only.
Wow.
And, you know, and so we were like, well, you know, I wonder if that's going to happen. You know, even though we had already put the money up for the rate lock, we were well in the application process. And we're told that they're both going to close by the end of April, but who knows? You know, but I have a lot of friends that I played golf last weekend, and in Arizona, golf is essential, I guess.
So, right.
So I was playing golf with a buddy of mine that's in the business, and he had three deals in escrow, and they had $1.2 million in escrow, and he was a seller. And now there's starting to be battles over that escrow money. What's happening is the lenders aren't stepping up for the deals. So the lenders are going, hey, you know, we think the values are different. We think the occupancies are a lot less. Certainly your collection is a lot less because, as you know, do the loans, they're based on the underwriting of the property, you know, as of March, even the appraisals. Well, everything's a lot different now. So what we're seeing now is we're seeing lenders, even though they might have given you a term sheet, and even though you might even have money up there, a lot of times they're saying, hey, we're not funding. So that's just starting. But anything that is funded, anything that's committed is pretty safe. And so that's, I think you're going to see a fair amount of that. But I think, you know, looking forward, the deals out and how they get underwritten are going to be a lot more, you know, detailed. And you're going to have to convince them, you know, because nobody knows. Occupancy is going to be, and rents certainly are flat. And there's really no value add opportunity in my world of multifamily at all at the moment.
Wow. Yeah. It's an interesting point. Certainly on the occupancy side, how do you prove that to a bank right now? It's certainly shaky on that side. Yeah. I mean, well, I guess that brings me to my maybe final question then, Ken. I mean, where do you see things unfolding for the rest of the year? Here we are almost in May. Or coming up on May. What is your plan for the rest of the year? I mean, I don't think in December we even saw this, anything like this coming in this way. If you and I talked in December, we would have just been chugging along as usual, and suddenly we get hit upside the head.
I know. It's interesting. I've done a fair amount of videos around this. You know, we've been trying to be, you know, super current like you, you know, and try to be helpful to who we can. And we've got, you know, we've got a bunch of those videos up on our website and macro.com/Clayton. You know, your folks can get a discount and take a look at those. But basically, what we think is going to happen is we're going to May is going to be kind of the that'll tell us a lot. And you know, because if I think people had a little bit of cash. You think about it, they had already paid March rent with all this. So we were concerned about April, and April turned out better than we thought. But unless we can get some money in people's hands, March or May could be really, really, really bad. Depending on how long it lasts, June could be bad too. And so a lot of this has a lot to do with how quickly people get back. And so what we've done is we just hunkered down on cash. We're liquid. And, you know, a whole bunch of properties in 2019, a couple hundred million in those properties. And we've been sitting down on cash. And, you know, we would not have predicted this, but now we're super smart around that. But, you know, we never try to time the top anyway. But for us, we're hunkering down on cash, and we're waiting to see what happens in May, June. And I believe, Clayton, that you're going to see a fair amount of defaults on the single family, on the multifamily side, on the retail side, you know, but people on as long as they can.
Yeah. Well, my friend, we're in for a fun ride for a little while here.
Yeah.
You mentioned the website where people can check out those videos. If you go to kenmcelroy.com/Clayton, you guys have set up a thing there for a discount for our audience to be able to check that out. Ken is a walking expert and encyclopedia on this. Well, my friend, I appreciate you taking a few minutes out. I know it's an all hands on deck situation over there, as it is everywhere right now. And thanks for taking a few minutes of time to talk to our audience. And we'd love to have you back here in the next, few weeks maybe, as this thing unfolds a little bit more. We can talk more about it.
Yeah, we should. I just did a long talk with Kiyosaki yesterday. And honestly, what we said last week is so different this week because things are changing quickly. And I'm back on with you and your knowledge and your experience. And it just helps people, I think, kind of get through this new.
Yeah. And we've been doing our live streams every night, 3 p.m. Eastern time right here on the channel to try to answer questions. Like you said, it's such a fluid situation, and one state makes one decision. We just got, while you and I were talking, Governor Cuomo of New York now extended the lockdown in New York into the middle of May. So these things are changing by the minute. So got to stay on top of it. Ken, love having you on the show, my friend. Great seeing you. If under unfortunate circumstances, stay safe, my friend, and give my love to the family and everyone.
Yeah, you too, Clayton. Be safe.
Thanks so much, Ken. I appreciate it, my friend. And thanks to all of you for subscribing and downloading and staying a part of our community. We'd love to be able to have amazing people like Ken here on the show. Go to check out his website, kenmcelroy.com/Clayton. Check out those videos. He is certainly knee deep in all of this data on a regular basis with his team. So this is invaluable information. We'll see you again, everyone. Stay safe.